Hawk couldn't decide which would drive him crazy first, the shadows or the light. The shadows, that was the easy answer. The sectors had been dark for a month now, driven back to the earliest days after the flares. Back home in Six, things wouldn't be so bad. The farms had always survived off wind and solar energy, and as powerful as Eden was, they couldn't still the air or blot out the sun. But sectors like Four relied on whatever electricity they could borrow, beg, or steal from Eden's grid. Blackouts had always been an infrequent annoyance. Now they were a constant reality, and Sector Four was unraveling under the strain. That was why Hawk was out for his fourth night in a row, patrolling the market square with Jasper. He could feel people watching them from behind closed doors and windows, from hidden alleys and sheltering walls. Watching and waiting, calculating their chances of getting away with whatever trouble they'd been planning to start. Out of fear or desperation, or just to relieve the unrelenting tension. But all those stares couldn't raise the hair on the back of his neck the way glancing over his shoulder toward the city did. The darkness was awful, but the light posed the real danger. Hell, it was going to make them crazy. Eden's damn glowing walls, sparking with the power they'd stolen from the sectors. Precious electricity twisted into a weapon and a warning, and brazen, bragging psychological warfare. During the day, you could almost ignore it. But when the sun dipped below the western hills, all anyone could see was Eden's walls lighting up the night in a silent reminder that everything had changed. "Nothing," Jas growled. "I hate the waiting." "I hate the waiting." Words that summed up life in the sectors now on every fucking level. "It's only a matter of time." "The intel is good." Jasper pulled a cigarette from his back pocket, but he didn't light it. "Two shops and someone's house have been hit on this block in the last week." The intel might be good, but crime wasn't simple anymore. Some people were stealing out of greed and need, but more and more had been starting shit just to start it. The wave of petty crime had dropped after the O'Kanes bumped up fight night to twice a week. An approved outlet for violence with a chance to make some money was math even an idiot could do. But the feeling was back, seething from the shadows, growing day by day. If something didn't happen soon, every damn night would have to be fight night. Jas rubbed the spot between his eyes with the heel of his hand. "Let's take a walk." Hawk nodded in agreement and fell into step next to Jas as he turned toward the city. Even this far away, an ache was already forming behind his eyes. He knew how many blocks they could walk before the ache blossomed into pain, and how many more before nausea joined the party. No one could live this close to the wall anymore. Some of the shopkeepers who'd kept homes above their shops had been driven back after the first 2 weeks. A few stubbornly stayed, pale and drawn and increasingly sick from the constant exposure. Hawk couldn't understand how. When they cleared the last row of buildings, he could feel the damn thing in his bones, thrumming, humming. It took all his self-control not to turn the fuck around and run for it. But he couldn't. Not until he and Jas had completed their most grisly task of the night. The open space closest to the curving walls was strewn with abandoned carts and trash no one had bothered to pick up. No shadows lurked here. Just eerie, unnatural illumination that made Hawk's eyeballs itch and washed everything out into silver and blue. Especially the dark form standing at the wall, his hands wrapped around a line of wire. "Fuck," Jasper muttered. "Motherfucker." Suicide by Eden, the newest threat facing the sectors, and the most hopeless. Jas was pushing through the carts, looking for something they could use to knock the body loose. They'd pry this poor bastard off the wall the way they'd done the ones before. But they couldn't hide what was happening.